Johnson's ad tells viewers about an attack Johnson says is coming from Democratic Senator Russ Feingold.
He's going to tell you, I said Washington treats Social Security like a Ponzi scheme. You know what? I did say that, because it's true.
The Securities and Exchange Commission defines a Ponzi scheme as an investment fraud that involves the payment of purported returns to existing investors from funds contributed by new investors. It is true that Social Security pays off retirees with taxes paid by current workers, but the program's no fraud. Its mission is transparent. An SEC video describes what eventually happens to all Ponzi schemes. As the SEC's Keith Woodwell describes it,
if you can't bring enough new money in to pay off your old investors, it's like a house of cards.
Social Security indeed faces challenges, but it's nowhere near on the verge of collapse. Social Security's annual report shows that even if Congress takes no action, there's enough surplus built up to pay full benefits for another 30 years. Johnson's ad goes on.
Russ Feingold and politicians of both parties raided the Social Security Trust Fund of trillions and left seniors an IOU. They spent the money. It's gone.
That statement is false, says Pamela Hurd, an associate professor of public affairs at the UW-Madison. Hurd specializes in old age policy.
That's simply inaccurate. The money is in T-bonds and treasury bonds that are backed by the full faith and credit of the U.S. government.
Hurd says that if those bonds were somehow invalid, there would be much larger problems than Social Security. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.